Yeah, I mean, we preach pretty much, just play a full game, so I know for me it's going to be a lot of corrections for that first half and second half, and, it was just a good team win, way to come back and finish it out strong.
How did that first touchdown for you impact your confidence?
At that point, I needed it. I felt like I needed to make a play, and, I was just happy enough, Matt threw a great ball. I just had to go get it, and, man, the rest is history.
Did you get the ball back? Did you throw it up?
I did not. I forgot all about it. I was just excited.
Golden didn't get it and bring it to you? I thought I saw Golden get it from the guy in the corner, no?
I don't think so. They might have it. I'm not sure.
How about that second one? Walk us through what you saw on that one.
Really, once again, Matt just gave me a shot, and just let my skills just do the rest pretty much, Just left my feet, used all hands, and just, just made a nice catch.
At what point did you realize you might have to leave your feet on that?
I'm just playing ball pretty much, I'm not going out there trying to make spectacular catches. It just ends that way. But I'm just going out there playing ball.
Give me a sense of just your mentality, being able to really bounce back from a couple of plays that you could have had to do what you did with those two touchdowns.
Just next play mentality, Just next play mentality. Can't, beat yourself up about a play. We got a long game, And, look, I had a rough first half. Probably a rough second half, but made some good plays for the team.
You said
were you that they were going to take that touchdown away from you?
I wasn't worried at all.
You said you needed that touchdown. What was going through your mind up until that point about how you were playing that thus far?
Really, I was just focused on the game pretty much. I wasn't really concerned about myself, really. I was just, like I said, when I said I needed the touchdown, that's more so like when the ball's in the air and I'm running my route and I see it's coming to me, I wanted to make the play for my team.
Can you talk about how different, preseason is, practices, to what you just experienced game one of a regular season?
Way different. I mean, guys are flying around out there. It's going 100 times faster. And like I said, everything's just sped up. And it's just way different practice than preseason.
What do you think about the challenge of this secondary, Tyrann Mathieu and Patrick Peterson, and what you saw out there?
We knew they had a good defense coming in. And, everybody in the receiver room, we just took it upon ourselves. When the ball's thrown our way, just make the play.
How do you like play with a quarterback who can lay it out as deep as Stafford can?
Man, that's a receiver's dream, And I'm sure it's a quarterback's dream, too, when you have a guy, who you can trust. And me and him are still trying to build that trust.
How does this game help you going into week two now that you've had this kind of game for your first game?
I just say, just got my feet wet, It's a different opponent that I've never faced every week for me, so... it's going to be challenging each week, but I got to come work for practice every week, every day.
I know you had the preseason, but was there ever a moment when you're sitting there going, "I'm in the freaking NFL"? And when did it hit you?
Man, that's probably back like when I was, okay. In training camp and everything. But of course, that first preseason game, in Indianapolis when that dome opened up, and I was like, "Wow!" But I mean, it's different preseason. Now you're in regular season, Every, cuts have been made as a 53-man roster. Now, is real ball now.
The design.